BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Connie, I'm 18, and I'm from Cambridge. You might not know this, but today I got my A-level results. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Becky's here, hiya.
Hello, you were blowing me lots of kisses during that.
I know. You could have seen that if you were watching this, maybe you were already. On the BBC red button, we are on again, hello, on any BBC TV channel. Or streaming live on the Radio 1 website. Just put it on at work, they won't notice. Just minimise us a little bit, maybe.
I've got such a shiny forehead.
Do you want some powder?
Yes, well, not your one, because then I'll have like an orange forehead and white cheeks.
Okay, good. Chris has gone to see another one of his free shows.
This must be a long one today, because normally he's back for this bit, isn't he?
I think it started at 12, so it could be a 2-hour. Let's speak to today's show introducer, Connie. Hello.
Hiya.
You're right?
Yeah.
So you got your A-level results today, as many people have.
Yeah.
What'd you get? What'd you do?
Well, I got an A and 2 B's.
Good work.
Which wasn't what my university offer was.
What was your offer?
2 A's and a B.
So, what are you going to do? Have you rung them up already?
I've knocked out on
UK
Newcastle or whatever, and they're giving me a place anyway.
Yay!
Yes! What uni? Oh, I can't hear you. Your phone's gone weird. Come back.
Birmingham,
yes. It's
oh,
good
it's
one
nice
there.
When they do that.
And they have really good freshers parties.
Exciting.
Good one. So when do you start? Obviously.
Well, I'm having a gap year.
How are you?
So.
Where are you going? Might
go to Australia. Go to Australia. Amazing. Yeah, we were just talking about Australia.
Oh my god! Like, if you get a real nice place, me and Scott will come out and visit you.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. And are you going to go to Thailand, maybe, like, find yourself, get braids, like, temporary tattoos, listen to Jack Johnson albums on the beach, yeah? Full moon party, yeah?
Yeah.
No. Okay, good.
Nah.
And listen, if you didn't get what you wanted on your A-levels today, remember, it's all fine.
Because most of the time you can just ring up the university and persuade them to let you in anyway, so wouldn't worry about it.
Remember.
No, that always happens, right?
Oh, go on, let us in.
No, right. You'll get to university and you'll have worked and you'll have got your grades, your exact offer, and there's always about 12 people on your course who got like 3 E's and ring up and go, oh, please let me in. They go, okay, cool, yeah. Come in. So it doesn't matter anyway. Just give them a call. It's worth it.
Whatever you got in your A-levels, more advice on Sunday night on Radio 1 Surgery from 9 PM. Really good speech to you, Connie, and really well done.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So many people on the text, like Frances in Cheshire. Her sister Eleanor, who's 18 today, has just got into Sheffield Hallam Uni. Catherine, another sister, is 12 and is really pleased for her. Also, Gary from Farnborough says, it's been so much fun listening and watching the Fun and Filth Cabaret this week. Thanks. It's the last one tonight. I'm a little bit sad, but it's not over. And we've got a brilliant, brilliant lineup tonight. Kim from Kent got a 3A, and an E, got into Canterbury Uni. Well done.
I was going to say, that is a number to ring if you want any help or advice. Would you like me to give it to you?
I'd like that number immediately.
It's 0808 100 8000, and it's free from a landline, but if you ring from your mobile, it might cost you more. So it's 0808 100 8000.
And what happens when you call them?
There's loads of lovely advisors on hand to answer any of your questions. You can call for expert, independent advice on all your options.
So whether you did what you expected, or maybe you didn't do as well as expected, whatever you got, give them a ring. It's free from a landline. Obviously, normal standard mobile charges apply. And that number again?
0808 100 8000.
Thanks. Hey, Chris is back to give us a review of the show a bit later. You were gone ages.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bit later, this one.
Oh, okay, right. So it wasn't like a 2-hour one?
No.
Did they lock you in?
Kind of, actually, yeah. I'll explain all a bit later.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've left my high-up-in-the-air radio studio backstage at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, and I'm outside. It's a lovely, gorgeous, sunny day in Edinburgh. If you are watching online or on the red button at the moment, you'll see the sun is shining. Yesterday was a completely different story. It was absolutely tipping down all day. If you are watching this, this is the ramp where me and Grimmy go up and all the, I was going to say, the stars, the cabaret stars every night. And then in there is like the stage. Also over here, if you are watching, is the kind of dressing room for everybody. But what happened last night was it was tipping with rain, and Paloma Faith, if you saw the show, had several costume changes. She didn't want to risk it running from there to there because it would ruin all her outfits and all her feather boas. So we had to set up an emergency kind of dressing room right at the back of the stage where she was just there in her bra and pants quite a lot because she didn't want to risk her costumes getting wet. And there were a few costume changes. Brilliant lineup last night. Paloma was the guest host. Up and Over It were on, who were incredible. All the videos for this are on the Radio 1 website, by the way, if you missed it, if you couldn't watch last night. Abandoman, always brilliant. A great collaboration between Shlomo, the beatboxer, and Michael Winslow, the guy that did the weird noises in Police Academy. And Grimmy with his strange performance. If you had switched on and watched that, like, if you'd come halfway through, you wouldn't, like, put the red button on, like, what is going on? We'll play a bit of that for you later. He probably still stinks. He's coming in soon. Back to Paloma. She opened the show last night with a very different version of Picking Up the Pieces. You can watch this now if you're on the red button or the website. Have a look.
Now he's gone. And I'm picking up the pieces, pulling.
What a start to the show last night.
Faith, everybody.
Picking Up the Pizzas by Paloma Faith. The audience was so keen for the pizza. I was like, look, she's performing. Stop stuffing your mouths. she can really sing, even with a mouthful of pizza. That was Paloma Faith from last night. Kind of weird start to the show, and then it just got weirder, finishing up with Grimmy, which is like, what was that? And then he went out afterwards.
Oh, no, I couldn't be near him because he stank of, like, off cheese.
Like, he's been really, really good this week. After the show, he's been going home every night. He's been getting up, going to the gym. The one night where he covers himself in cream, he's like, oh, lol, let's go out.
But it had gone right through, it had gone right through to his pants.
I know.
Like, and he had white boxers on. And they just looked like he'd had some awful accident.
Yes, it was
and
like...
And he was posing for pictures for The Scotsman, like, just in his pants with, like, these sort of weird stains on the back. I was like, are you sure you want to be doing this?
Oh, it's all fine. yeah, there was some horrible kind of blue food colouring, which looked like he'd messed himself. The Grimmy video is online.
Yeah. You just put it like way nicer.
Thanks. Yeah. all the videos online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's the last night of the Fun and Filth Cabaret, but it's going to be brilliant. Greg James is on his way to Edinburgh and is doing a performance a bit later on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky and Chris are here. Hiya.
Hi.
Chris has been to see one of the... What?
She's got my review.
Oh, don't doctor his review again.
She it's keeps fine, I didn't write anything.
Crossing the words out and putting rude ones in their place. Chris has been to see one of the 2,500 shows, more than that, that are on here in Edinburgh over the month of August. Literally, you walk down the street and there's doors. If you go in the doors, there'll be a show on. There'll be like comedy, theatre, opera, music, poetry, any type of show that you can think of. It's being performed at the Edinburgh Festival. What was today's? Was it comedy?
I went to go see a comedy. The description was two pastry chefs search for the perfect marriage of cake and frosting.
It sounds good.
The show had nothing to do with cake or frosting.
Okay, right.
So I was either in the wrong show or they've done it a deliberately different
to lure you in.
Yes, right. Yes.
Okay, Chris's review of another free show that cost no monies at the Edinburgh Festival after 2 p.m. Me and Chris are sharing a flat here in Edinburgh.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I haven't really seen him. You did promise you'd tidy up yesterday.
Yeah, I must... Yeah.
You left the butter out the fridge.
Right.
And the milk.
Sorry.
And is this a domestic?
Well...
On air.
What else has he done?
And also, you've only left me with decaf coffee.
I've eaten all the bread as well.
Yes, you have.
I didn't think you'd notice.
You've botched a whole loaf in 2 days.
Do you know what? I did most of the loaf last night.
Mm. Did you? What do you have on it?
Just loads of toast.
It's because we only have bread and milk. And that's it.
Yeah.
And butter. So that's...
Anyway, I'll tidy up tonight.
It's such a boys' flat, it really is. Just pants everywhere, you can imagine.
Well,
nice.
I didn't well, in my bit there is. I didn't sleep the best last night because in Edinburgh, seagulls are on all night.
Have you heard it? Grimmy even recorded it on his phone because he was so annoyed with it.
I was going to do that. Yeah. I was going to do that. And it, when you wake up, it's it feels like they're laughing at you because they do this.
All night long.
It's like, who's laughing? Oh, it's just the seagulls again.
Sea lols.
The sea, yeah.
I shouted at them to shut up and they just got louder. It was, they were a pest.
But then most of them are going, ah, ah. But then some go, ah. Oh,
that was, do you know what?
Definitely the seagulls.
Don't waste these jokes now. You can have your own show next year at the Fringe doing seagull impressions.
The seagulls of Edinburgh.
Sexy seagulls with Scott Mills.
So Chris's review is coming up after 2 p.m. this afternoon, and we've got some innuendo bingo for you to watch on the red button and website in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's the last Fun and Filth Cabaret tonight, but don't be sad. You can watch all the videos from last night. And you can watch us live this evening on the red button and the Radio 1 website, streaming live from 11 p.m. OK, we're doing Innuendo Bingo Gold every day this week because we thought we'd take the opportunity, seeing as we're on telly and the website. So, you all right, guys?
Yeah, we're looking hot today. We've both got our BBC ponchos on.
Where do you get them from?
Just outside, I think, because we've got a big screen outside in the little area we are in Potter Row, that if people come down and it starts to rain, then they give out these ponchos. So,
But it's really hot.
We could use them for this. Well, they don't keep you warm, they just keep you dry.
Okay, cool.
I said to Chris, I think he thinks I'm his ideal woman wearing this.
No, I don't. Not today.
No.
No.
That'll be the third time this week he's thought I'm his ideal woman. Have you heard about this?
Okay, right, this happened, was it last year when there was
last
that awkward chat?
Last year when we were upstairs. Last year when we were upstairs, Chris told me he loved me.
I did not say I
He did.
Come on.
Right, and then last night he said to me, Becky, on two occasions tonight, I've thought that you might be my ideal woman. One, when you said you would like the head of a giraffe.
This isn't right.
And second, when you bought me that pizza when I really wanted a pizza. And then, yeah, so I thought tonight twice you might be my ideal woman.
Since when has an ideal woman wanted the head of a giraffe?
2 points of last night. I briefly entertained the idea that Becky might be my ideal. But what I'm saying is a split second.
No,
not Becky's making out. This is
if we were on a date right now, I would think we were so in tune, and you would be my ideal woman.
I'm not having this.
If we were on a date, I'll be saying,
I'm not talking to you outside of work
ever again
in a pub. This happened last year, and
it all just ends up on the radio, and he's not happy.
Well, it wouldn't happen if you didn't keep saying it.
Last year, it was like a friendly thing. It was just meant to be a hug, and I was just saying, Becky, I love you, and you've taken it out of context.
And then this year, I've gone from a friendly hug to now we're
playing
for
this game?
Each other.
Okay, right, let's play Innuendo Bingo, because this is awkward. Watch on the website and on the BBC red button on any BBC TV channel. Look, we're on. Hello. The bin is between their legs. They are wearing BBC ponchos and we're ready to go.
We look kind of scary in these.
Yeah. Okay. Some of these clips you would have heard before.
Oh, water. Yes.
And you do need some water.
Yes.
Kind of essential ingredient.
How long have I been doing this?
To this.
Hang on, I can't get my... Hang on.
Are we ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Fill your cheeks. Let us know if you're watching. Let us know if you're playing along. And let's go over to Jamie Oliver.
So all I have to do now is rub it. Give it a really good rubbing. Get that in there. Right, we're not mucking about. Straight in there. Get your fingers in there and sort of massage it about. And rub it all over. Under the legs, the breasts, the wings. Turn it around. Lovely.
That took me a while.
Lovely. Yeah.
Hungry.
Chris went first and then Becky lost it at breasts. And again. Okay. Here we go. Back to Jamie.
You can get spit roasters on the internet, and you know, spit roasting is mega.
That's a good one.
The great thing about these ponchos is you can hear it landing.
It sounds like when you're camping and it goes in the outside of the tent.
Okay. All right, more water, please. Ready? Let's go.
You are top boner, aren't you?
Yep.
How long have you been there?
17 years.
17 years. And how quickly could you bone these two turkeys out?
35 seconds each, I would give myself.
Wow, impressive.
He's fast. He's so quick.
Yeah. Now, we're going to take you back to a few years ago on this show when Chappers was on. Who?
Oh, I miss him.
We all miss him. And we were talking to Danny from McFly on the phone. Ready? Mm-hmm. Can you just confirm where you are at the moment?
I'm just coming out of Paul O'Grady.
Are you?
I mean, oh, no, no!
Oh, my God! There we are. I've known that one for ages. Okay, next one. Ready?
Yes, ready.
Okay. What?
I like it when a girl just walked in, looked at me and Chris spitting in a bit and just went... Okay. Just really quickly walked out. As if to go, okay, a minute ago everything was fine in here and I've left and now I've come back and you've just all
What's
gone
going
weird.
On? Okay. Let's get this one now. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to just mention Andy Sullivan. Now, Andy Sullivan's a young man, only been a pro 18 months or so, and he's just done his fourth 69.
I enjoy hearing the old ones again.
This is amazing.
Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. More water for your cheeks.
A little birdie tells me actually there was a very special welcome for the crews as they crossed the finishing line this morning.
Well, I decided that I would take my cannon out and salute each of them as they came across the finish line. So I did. My quarter scale 32 pounder.
Ready for some more?
Just the word pounder makes me laugh.
Here we go. And over to the athletics now.
She's got long, long levers. No, she didn't like it.
What happened there?
Sorry.
Long levers, that's not even one. Come on.
It was just the noise she made in the back.
She's got long, long levers.
Here we go. Try and get try and get through the whole thing, please.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay, it's all fine. Here we go.
Do you just sit there watching women's tennis and laughing to yourself?
I do.
For like the whole time. Oh, I need another water. Mm. Sorry about this, I'm a bit...
Come on.
Sorry, someone's pre-opened it for me, I've changed.
What happened there?
That's not one. How did I do it on myself?
Come on.
Wet beard again.
You're a wet beard. Ready?
She's got long, long levers. No, she didn't like it. Normally you hear a bit of a grunt afterwards if they love it.
Right. Let's do two more.
Oh, God.
Right.
Ready?
Yep, hang on.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Four.
As I say, I'd prefer not to have flicked the pink.
No?
No, I'm fine. Chris has lost it. Do we really have to do one more? I'm not sure he can cope.
I really hope you're watching this on Red Button and website. Chris, come back.
Okay, Chris?
Come back.
I'm back.
Okay. One more. And let's head over to the TV show Coast.
The town's honoured him with a statue.
And this is it. The boy with his finger in the dike.
And there we are. That was today's Innuendo Bingo. Becky, are you all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Chris, are you okay?
I'm fine.
He's shaking.
No, I'm good.
Let's do one more.
Oh, no, really? Oh, no, 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 no. I know what this is going to be.
You don't know. Radio 1 News Beat.
Some of you texted us pictures of your battered helmet.
Right, I'm done. Thank you very much if you watched at home. Thank you if you play along. That's how you did. Text 81199. That was today's innuendo bingo. Gold. More tomorrow from Edinburgh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That's a tender sausage.
A very tender sausage. And for once, you know, the sausage isn't the star of the show here. The gravy is lush.
You know how Chris takes his lunch very seriously? And for once, he's not moaning about it.
It's really nice.
Yeah. If you are watching, hello, on the BBC Red Button and the Radio 1 website. We're here this afternoon till 4 o'clock. And then we'll be doing the last night of the Fun and Filth Cabaret this evening from 11 p.m. It's a good lineup tonight. We've not even talked about who's on. Russell Kane is on. Greg James with his own act. Stushy are on. The boy with tape on his face, who's brilliant. The Posh Radio 4 lady tonight. It's a
what's she doing?
Good lineup, I can't say. And Barry Morgan's World of Organs.
Oh, he is amazing.
Yeah.
Have you seen him on YouTube?
No.
He's so good.
I don't want to now because I'm going to see him tonight and it'll spoil it, right?
No, I don't think you can ever watch him enough. Okay. That's just my personal opinion.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Joe Lycett is here.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So you are on every night?
Every night, relentlessly.
At the Pleasance, Pleasance Courtyard.
Yes.
That's a good spot, that, though.
It's nice, actually, yeah. But I'm around the back because I'm sort of new. Not right. Around, you know what I mean. I'm around the back of the courtyard, so I can't get like a... It's quite hard to find the venue, basically, is what I'm saying. Logistically, it's an absolute nightmare.
Okay, so...
Just want to make that clear, Scott.
So you do have to... You really have to work for it to go and see Joe.
Yes, but I quite like that, because I sort of... If you turn up late, I know that you're not very good at navigating maps.
Mm. And your show is called Some Lice It Hot. I like that. It's the kind of rule that you do have to have a pun somewhere in your show title. It's the Edinburgh law, really.
It's becoming law, yeah. I mean, we'd had a big meeting about the puns. There's about 300 puns that you can use with the word, with the name Lice It. Drop It, Lice It Hot.
Mm.
That's the way a hut Joe Lice It. If Joe Lice It, then you should have put a ring on it. Loads. There's loads.
There's more than I ever thought.
Yeah.
Wow. And you sat down. I'm imagining some kind of big whiteboard.
A very big whiteboard.
Oh, cross that off.
Yeah.
And here we are at Some Lice It Hot.
I know.
I'm so sorry about Becky. She sat next to you. She's got a proper sweat on because...
Do you know what? I've just had a vegetarian chili and now... And I knew it was hot and now I've got the proper, like... I would say meat sweats, but it's vegetarian, so I've got a...
You haven't eaten much of it. Is that because it's so spicy?
It's so hot.
Can I try
like
a little bit of...
a tropical moment. Help yourself, but I mean...
Is this a bad idea? Because I'm not good with spice.
Am I not?
Do it.
Yes, go
Am
for
I insured
it.
To do yes. this?
Absolutely fine. And you've just eaten a yoghurt as well, Joe.
I just had a raspberry yoghurt.
I know. That's the sort of detail I love on Twitter. Because I did just see that and I was like, oh, he's just had a yoghurt. That's
well, it's a soya yoghurt. I've really got into all of the soya-based products this fringe. They do a hazelnut milk. Who knew you could milk a hazelnut?
That's incredible.
And it's really good. Very good with hot chocolate.
Okay.
If you like cream and sort of creamy
apparently
and
apparently you can milk your own...
Where's this
no,
going?
No, I'm not. Apparently you can make your own hazelnut milk at home.
Yeah. I like the detail of that. And I also like it when people take pictures of the cup of tea they're having
God,
and put it on Instagram.
So hot.
Are you right there?
Oh, my
God.
What? Why?
Killed the guest.
He wanted to do it.
This is BBC Food?
Yeah.
So, like, Terry Wogan's eating this?
Probably, yes.
Nicholas Parsons, they're all on it.
So, is this your first Edinburgh?
It's my first hour.
Right.
This is my fifth year here.
Right.
But, like, it's the first time I've done, like, a proper show, so I can't get drunk every night because I have to be sensible. How boring.
Ooh.
I know.
So how's it been for you so far this year?
It's been lovely. I was expecting it to be really stressful, and it's just been really nice. Everyone's been lovely. All the audiences have been great.
What do you get stressed about?
If they've run out of hazelnut milk in Tesco's, then that is a nightmare.
Yeah.
I get stressed about, like, my parents were in a couple of nights ago. That's always a bit... Because it's a bit saucy, the show. Not a lot saucy. Yeah. A sort of 3 out of 10 at saucy level.
Right.
And
but almost like still too saucy for your mum.
Yeah, you want to be in minus figures if your mum and dad are in.
Because it just gets awkward.
Yeah, Scott brought his mum to our Fun and Filth Cabaret
on the rudest night.
Yeah.
Well, what were you doing?
We can't say any of it.
I've heard it's been pretty mucky.
It's mucky and saucy. And I like it, you're still using those words, because we use them all the time.
What, mucky?
Mucky, yeah, saucy.
It's a bit blue.
Blue.
Blue. Yeah. Well, you've got to find these words, haven't you, in the day, I suppose. Dirty.
Yeah. That's us.
So, what did your mum say afterwards?
Very nice, dear. That's just sort of that sort of thing. Very vague, and she's very proud. But like, yeah, they don't go into detail about certain bits of material. Yeah, let's put it that way.
Did you take them out?
Yes, I took them out for like sort of drinks. Actually, I took them out for drinks with Roy Walker. It was the most surreal evening of my life.
I love Roy.
He's so lovely
and
really,
really
funny.
Because when he comes into Radio 1 to record the stuff for Chris Moyles, he always goes around and says hello to everybody. He's always like, he's really nice.
He's
guy.
He's lovely.
Are you BFFs with him?
I feel like we are BFFs now, yeah. Mm. Basically, I did a show with him, and he was like, oh, I'm going out for drinks afterwards. Do you want to come? And I said, I'm with my mum and dad. And he was like, bring them. So then, suddenly, I'm sat in a bar at 3 a.m. with Roy Walker and my mum and dad.
Playing catchphrase.
Playing catchphrase.
You probably did.
No, we didn't, no. Right.
I bet your mum wanted to, though. A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. I imagine so, yeah.
And have you, anyone else that's, like, famous that you kind of have seen around?
I don't know. You sort of see quite a lot of famous people in Edinburgh.
I see people, I'm like, I recognise them from somewhere off the telly, but I don't quite know where.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to do a series of things on Twitter where I take a photo of me with sort of celebrities looking grumpy and always a pleasure to see and then whoever it is. So I've got ones with like Phil Jupiter's where we're just looking so unhappy to see each other. One with Sarah Millican as well. I've done loads. I'll have to do one with you if that's all right,
yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, let's do that. I would love that. Yeah, very much.
I've seen a few people, but like I've been trying to stay in. Yeah. And not go out too much.
Yeah, we were saying that because it's a bit relentless and you do end up going out every single night. We've spoken to a lot of comedians and like, oh, I can't do it anymore.
No.
I just need to sit in my flat.
Well, I'm normally a lot higher pitched than this.
Are you?
And that's because I'm sort of... I had a few last night. I had a Jaeger bomb, which is not a good idea at 3 a.m.
No.
Because then you can't sleep, can you?
Did Roy get
Scott
him
Red Bull in? Roy got the Jaeger bomb.
I love him. So you're at Pleasance Courtyard. What time every night?
8:30.
8:30. Mm. Okay. Joe, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having
me. Let's have a grumpy photo.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Is Joe going to stay around to hear Chris's review?
Oh, yes.
I'd love to. Is that all right?
Yeah. Well, should we play a song and then do it? Okay, yeah. Chris, my friend here, has been going to see various free shows at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe and writing honest reviews. One of them, the other day, he said was the best hour of his entire life. Let's see what today's brings. And Joe, I would like you to also listen to the review and see what you think.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I didn't realise we were being filmed.
No, neither did I. And someone just texted in, is your pin? Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay. Good.
Yeah, you do have to be careful on your phone.
Yeah.
It's a worry, isn't
people
it?
People are watching. It's not even, like, it's live now.
I wish I'd dressed up a bit more.
You look fine, Joe.
It's from Debenhams, this, though, isn't it?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I suppose it's all right, yeah. I should have gone maybe a bit higher end.
It's fine. It's
what, for us?
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I wouldn't worry. Hello. We're normally on the radio.
You're lucky we didn't come in our pyjamas.
All right, I see.
like that, is it? Okay, Joe Lycett is here. My friend Chris is going to see various free shows, of which there are many, here in Edinburgh in the month of August. He's done two so far. This will be your third one.
No, three. Done three.
Oh, yeah, you have, actually.
Yeah, one every day.
Okay. I'm just losing it all track of time. Now, that happens here, doesn't it?
Mm.
I don't know what day it is, what time it is.
I don't know who I am anymore.
No, I don't.
One of them was all right. One of them was the greatest show on earth, in my opinion.
For free as well, no money.
How much comedy did you go and see outside of...
Not very much at all. In fact, I've been doing these reviews for 4 days.
So the bar is low.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's... Yeah, still my opinion.
What make like outs in your normal life? What sort of do you enjoy doing?
Football and
TV. You said you had to go home last night because you'd been missing out on watching any TV.
Well,
so
I haven't watched
seen
any TV here.
In 3
days.
What sort of TV though? Like, what's your favourite programme?
I quite like a lot of the daytime stuff, but...
He loves Holby.
Holby.
Doctors.
Homes Under the Hammer.
Right.
Cash in the Attic.
Anything with Dominic Littlewood is generally good for me.
That's the rule.
Series link.
Yeah.
So, here is Chris's review of his show. So, what was the show called?
Today I went to go see a show called Failure and How to Achieve It. It was back in a place called the Voodoo Rooms, which I visited earlier in the week.
So, this is a free show?
Yeah, and what's great is it's right next to a cafe, so yeah. I could have a quick bacon sarnie before I go, because I got there a bit early today compared to usual.
This
that
is
quite
classic
good.
Reviewing, isn't it?
And, I don't think he's started yet. And you'll know when,
when he
does.
Because then he'll just repeat everything he's just said in the build-up. So.
No.
And it'll sound like he's reading it.
Yeah. And it'll be like, I arrived there early, so I went for a quick bacon sandwich to
start the review.
Was it busy, lots of people there?
There was 5 or 6 people there.
Oh, okay, good. So, here is the review of today's show.
Failure and How to Achieve It. It was back to the Voodoo Rooms for me today. I enjoyed a bacon sandwich to perk me up and took my seat in a not overly busy room. This was the strangest thing I've ever seen, and I want to try and focus on the positives of the performance. Two blokes walked out in boxers and stared at me. I've written this weird because that's not a positive, in my opinion. I'm just saying I'm focusing on the positives and now I'm describing...
Were they staring at you? It was definitely you.
There wasn't many people in there.
Yeah, that's true. So you're going to be a target.
And one looked at the group of three next door. At this point, I got worried. I was in the wrong show. So Googled on my phone the official show description, which was, two pastry chefs search for the perfect marriage of cake and frosting. I was about to apologise and leave, but one of them whipped out a packet of cakes that sound like Mr. Zipling and ate them all. One of the lads looked like Rupert Grint. The other one then began to feed him cereal. I noticed you put a different word in there, Becky, but I scanned that.
It is like being at school here.
The next 50 minutes were a bit of a blur, and I didn't have a clue what was going on. I think this was one of those arty shows. It was a bit highbrow for me.
Are you a child, Chris?
the following parts of the show included a song about a four-boobed lady while someone played the ukulele.
Did you not like that? You're saying that a four-boobed lady on a ukulele is too highbrow for you.
I thought the song was weak. They both ate pages from a book and one simulated Rudy's with an invisible supermodel. It was all a bit highbrow.
That's not highbrow, is it?
It was arty,
highbrow
though.
Than my show.
Is it?
It was like two, I think they were Oxford graduates. Doing
too posh for you.
In their boxers. I've lost my place. Here we go. At the end of each sketch, one of them would say scene. This is a technical term. The next main event was when one of the men in dressing gowns decided to, in his own words, scale the mountains. This involved them climbing over the chairs. One of the men scaled me, exposing himself in the process.
Well,
you got this does sound like the best show.
I think it's quite good. You got scaled by a man who then exposed himself. This is all for free.
Are they available for the Fun and Filth Cabaret?
No, in late booking.
I gently lolled when one of them made a joke about 00 Sei Xuan, a Chinese secret agent based on James Bond. I thought that was a good joke.
00 Sei Xuan.
Yeah.
It's not an average joke. Really.
All in all, a bit arty for me. The show finished with Jenga. My mate noticed there were 42 chairs and 39 lights in the venue. This wasn't his thing, I'm afraid. Nice lads, but afraid, not my thing. Two Starks.
Two.
Yeah. Starks?
That's my last name.
Chris Stark.
We do that instead of stars.
He's hoping it's going to catch on.
The weakest one I've seen this week, I'm afraid.
Okay. Oh, well, no. they'll be disappointed with that. They won't be putting that on their posters, will they?
No, probably not.
Well, I'm going to give it 5 stars.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and see it. Are you coming, Scott?
Yeah, it sounds like a lot happened in the space of how long?
Do you think this is the kind of review which they might actually want to put on the poster in the sense that it sounds quite exciting?
If it's just said on this station, anything about the show, can that be taken as a quote? So if I say, it's the best show on The Fringe.
Yeah, do it now.
BBC Radio 1. That's it. That's a quote now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fact. Okay.
Chris's face is like, how dare you do that to me?
Yeah, you just sort of undermine my
Star
worthless
rating. Now, Chris. What's the point of you?
Brilliant.
Joe, you've brought a child in.
I know.
To review a show.
Yeah.
This is our taxpayers' money, whatever it is.
Do you want me to come
somebody's
review your
money,
show?
Isn't it? I would love you to come and review my
show. I would
show.
Love that also.
Because I do also sit on the laps of some audience members.
Do
so
you?
You're number one yeah. tonight.
Please go.
Amazing.
That'd be brilliant. Joe Lycett, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks very much.
And Chris, make sure you go to his show.
Yeah. The Scott
Mills Daily. Ash from Derby has been on. He's at work. He does shift work, so he's at work every night this week when the Fun and Filth Cabaret is on, wants to know how he can catch up. Wow. All the videos from the shows so far that we've done this week are ready, whenever you want them, on the Radio 1 website. Highlights from last night. If I was going to watch any, I would watch Paloma Faith's Pizza Song. That was a highlight. So was Abandon Man. Just incredible improvisation, rapping. Shlomo, the beatboxer, and Michael Winslow, the guy that made all the weird noises on Police Academy, performing with only their mouths, and Grimmie's weird performance that ended the show last night with his friend Scotty, who is a drag queen.
That was good. That was so good.
The red button from 10 p.m. last night was quite something, because it's in this studio where we are now, the radio studio, and it was just Scotty, his friend, who's he's a big lad with no top on. And just some ill-fitting cycling shorts, putting makeup on.
Mm.
It's one of those ones where I walk past a monitor and I was like, whoa, what's going on there? I need to look.
I'll tell you what I find weird is the green room as well. They've got cameras in there which are on before the show.
That's right, where everyone hangs out all the artists beforehand.
No, I forgot this.
Oh.
And
well, what were you doing?
Well, no, I was just talking to the dancers, but then someone came down and was like, You do realise what's going on here.
Oh, you were talking to the dancers,
no,
were
no,
you?
No, just catching up.
Is that
up.
The Can-Can girls?
Just yeah. catching up?
Yeah.
All right.
What,
so they're friends of yours now after 4 days?
No.
What was wrong with you just catching up on camera?
Well, no, there's nothing wrong with it. I just wasn't aware that this was being streamed live on the red button.
I like it that you always go in there when they're limbering up.
I don't go all...
Well, you have the last 3 nights.
No.
But no, yes.
No, that's the only place you can get coffee.
No.
Sure.
That's the worst excuse I've ever heard.
So easy to read. The Posh Radio 4 lady is performing tonight. We'll speak to her in a bit. Also, if you are on the red button or website, we will re-watch and be amazed and weirded out once again by Grimmie's performance. And I can tell you that our guest host, Phaser, that we're playing now, is nearly here in Edinburgh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Heidi, who got her AS level results today and is trying to take the positives from the disappointing results, because they do spell dude, which is a win in her book. D-U-D-E. Oh, don't worry about it. Sunday night, surgery on BBC Radio 1. Loads of advice. And also, there's a number you can call, whatever you got with your A-level results today.
It
Becky
is,
knows it. It's in her phone. She just rang
it
herself.
0808 100.
Hang on, make sure.
Hang on a minute. 0808 100 8000.
And that is free from a landline.
Yeah.
Obviously, mobile costs will vary.
Yeah.
And there's someone there right now. There's lots of people there to talk to you. People that actually know what they're talking about. Whether you did good or bad, or you know it wasn't what you expected, and you're starting to panic about what you're going to do next. They will really, really help you. That number again is
0808 100 8000. Do you think if you've done really well, you can just ring them up and go, sing
Yay!
Me a song, or like, can you just give me a yes or a big congratulations?
I don't know if that's what it's there for.
I wouldn't. But people, even if they've done well, people will, you know, want to know what the options are.
Yeah, exactly.
Sing me a song. I don't think that's going to
no,
be
not
there
any
for that.
Old yeah. song, but like,
well,
you
congratulations.
Know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
you've worked. You've done all that hard work and then you want some well, reward.
It's not Dial a Carol.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's Dushia here, hi.
Hello.
Huddled together to keep warm.
Oh.
I've been here all week, I'm hardened to the Scottish weather now.
Oh, is it? You're part of the Scots now.
I am, pretty much. So thank you so much for doing the Fun and Filth Cabaret tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Have you been to a cabaret show before?
Have we been to one? Oh, we went to the Box in London. I don't know if it's the cabaret show, though.
It is a bit like that, actually.
Yeah, we've been to one.
But right, yeah.
Is it cleaner than that?
Is this cleaner than that?
No,
not really. Okay. There was, I think it was Tuesday night show. There was absolute filth. It is called the Fun and Filth Cabaret. So, yeah, there's...
I'm excited for what you've got in store.
Are you scared?
Yeah.
Why?
Seeing the lyrics. Look at these innocent faces. Obviously, we're not used to this type of stuff. Like...
So Stussy tonight are going to be doing our headline song. We did it last year with James Morrison and Shlomo. Basically, you know those headlines that you get in all those real-life stories magazines? We've done this before. Like, my hamster ate a bus. only ruder than that. You know the ones you see on the front of the magazines. So it's a reworking of one of your songs,
yep,
but with these magazine headlines.
Yep.
Did you feel, every time you sing it, do you feel a bit like, oh, I shouldn't be saying this?
From the second line in, I feel like I can't believe they were headlines.
Yeah. they're all real ones. The cabaret is filthy, but it's funny. My mum came to one the other night. She came to the worst one, the most kind of filthy one. Pardon?
Did she like it?
She said to me, which is awkward, "Don't worry, Scott, I'm very broad-minded."
I don't really
want to hear that from my mum, really. But I'm really glad you're here tonight, and you're going to be doing some live music for us in about 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Have you had a look around yet? Do you know what's going on?
We just seen the tent and the green room, so...
The green room with the coffee machine that's really slow. You have to press it 5 times to get anything out.
We don't have coffee, so that's all right.
Okay, good. There's the kind of radio studio up there. The posh Radio 4 lady is there with Chris. If you look down here, if you're watching on Red Button on the website, there's Greg James and his team preparing busily for their show at 4 o'clock. He's written hello on a piece of paper. Look like you're doing some scripts or something. Like, it just looks like you're sitting around. That's right, look busy.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And appearing tonight at the Fun and Filth Cabaret, the posh Radio 4 lady.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, PR4L, are you okay?
Yes, I'm very well. Nice to see you in the flesh.
It's good to see you. Unfortunately, if you are watching on the BBC Red Button or the Radio 1 website at the moment, you can see us lot, but you can't see the PR4L because she doesn't want to be revealed to you until her performance this evening. That's correct, isn't it?
That is correct, Scott.
Why is that?
Well, I think, you know, I'm the posh Radio 4 lady. I don't think we want to spoil people's image by seeing me.
Do you know what happened before we realised that we could just say to the camera people, don't focus on her? Chris was like, if I stand facing her with my jacket open like this, then no one will see your face. We were like, yes, but it does look slightly strange.
I suggested putting a bag on her head.
Scott!
That's brilliant.
Well, it would work.
No.
I favoured Chris's approach.
Well, we had some takeaway earlier. I've got one of those big brown plastic bags. We could have put like eyes and a mouth in.
I don't think so, Scott.
No, it's not very posh. So, tonight, are you going to be living it up? I mean, obviously, you've got your performance. Are you nervous?
I am nervous, Scott. I'm not used to appearing live in front of people, usually behind a microphone, but I'm excited.
You did do Scott Mills the Musical for us, though.
I did, yes, and I haven't done anything since, so it's taken me a couple of years to get over that.
Haven't worked since.
You've not been seen in public since?
No. Wow. I've been locked in a box ever since.
And will you be getting the champagne on tonight?
Obviously, it's a...
Before the show?
Before, during and after, I suspect.
And kumquats,
this is
probably
very weird now, if you are watching on the Red Button, rather than not showing the posh Radio 4 lady at all, they're showing an empty chair and a microphone. You see that?
No.
That's really good.
Hello. Right, try this. Hello. No, go back. Hello, posh Radio 4 lady.
Hello, Scott. I'm looking rather well.
How are you today?
Very well, thanks. And you?
That's so weird. Well, we're very much looking forward to your performance tonight. Obviously, I know what it is.
Can we have a hint?
No, I don't think we should.
I don't think we can. I think I could say that as often on this show, you do ask me to interpret some popular songs, some pop music.
Some contemporary music,
yes. Contemporary music so that people can better understand the lyrics. So something perhaps along those lines.
Excellent.
Yes.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've left the radio studio and I'm now in the BBC area at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and we're downstairs in the pink tent. Hi, everyone. Got a big crowd. Who wants to try and get a ticket for tonight's show? It's going to be a good one. All right, if you are listening and you're in Edinburgh, 6:15 on Greg James' show this afternoon, we will tell you where to be to get those tickets. Now, a taster, though, of what to expect tonight if you're watching on the BBC Red Button or the Radio 1 website. A band that are on the bill this evening doing a different version of one of their songs. But here they are now, performing live in Edinburgh. This is Stushy. Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hiya. How good was that? Stushy, everybody, in the pink tent.
Live from Edinburgh, so you're going to be on our show tonight. There's nothing to be worried about.
Not worried.
You are.
The lyrics, I'm worried.
It's absolutely fine. It's fun and filth. It's late night. Watch us on the red button and on the Radio 1 website from 11 p.m. Stushy will once again be performing live like you've never seen them before. Thank you very much, audience. This is Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Stushy were properly good then, weren't they? That's so good live. Lots of good comments coming in about Black Heart in the Pink Tent. They're on tonight in the Fun and Filth Cabaret. We've given them the lyrics to the song. It's one of their songs, but it's one of those ones that we make up with the headlines from Real Life Stories magazines, like the one last year with James Morrison. I'm so fat I broke the toilet. You know the ones?
Yeah.
But they're all real headlines that have appeared on the front covers of those magazines. So that's what Stushy are doing for us tonight. Also on this evening, our guest host is Fazer, who should be here very soon. Is he here now? Yes, we'll speak to him very soon. He's excited. Also this evening...
Boy with tape on his face.
The boy with tape on his face.
Barry Morgan and his organ.
I haven't seen him. I was going to YouTube him, but then I thought, no, I'll wait. I want it to be a surprise.
He's good. He will make you laugh. Russell Kane.
Awesome.
Greg James
doing his own act. Apparently he's in rehearsals for that right now.
Have you seen how many props he's bought?
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, is he getting naked again?
Hopefully not.
Is it fun or filth?
Both, I think.
Awesome.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another act from last night at the Fun and Filth Cabaret I want to play you now. Obviously, this will sound great if it's just the radio listening to, but your enhancement will be enjoyed if you can watch us on Red Button or Radio 1 website. So, Abandoman, they are Ireland's seventh biggest hip-hop crew, and Rob is the MC. And what he does is just finds people in the audience and makes up stuff about them. So last night, he picked out a guy called Donal, who works in a bar called The Three Sisters. And Donal really likes Heineken. You do need to know all this. You need to know the backstory. And then, once Donal was on stage, he picked out a lady called Helen from the audience, who works on a ship. She says it's a cruise ship, but he thinks it's a ferry. So he's just literally pulled them out of the audience, doesn't know anything about them. They have never met each other before. And this is their story. This is their kind of hip-hopera. R. Kelly would be so proud. So here is a Abandoman at the Fun and Filth Cabaret.
People coming in, straight with a wish list, like how you don't air, come like Joe Skeeter Guinness. He looks at them and says, oh, this might surprise ya. You can't have Guinness, both Mars or Budweiser. Yeah, that's right, you'll be finding then. No matter what your order, it's just here, it's Heineken. Yeah, that's right, man, I'll give you cheers. Working every day for like 6 years. I feel inside, yeah, I feel so hyper. I want to be the bar's own flight type.
Every time I watch them, I just don't know how. And he doesn't know how.
I think it's my favourite act, Abandoman. Yeah. Amazing.
So good. So that was the story of Donal and Helen and some moves being pulled out by Paloma Faith and her crew, who were never off the stage last night.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And I'm now in our pleasant courtyard kind of backstage area where there's some seats and some people looking busy and some people from Radio 4. And Des O'Connor, the king, the god of cabaret, is here. Hi, Des.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm very good. We were just saying how good Paloma Faith was on the cabaret last night. She was the perfect fit.
She was absolutely... Well, Paloma Faith kind of is cabaret. I think the last time I saw her was in a broom cupboard at the Café Royal, which they've given us as a dressing room. But yeah, so she's come a bit further than me.
So, obviously, you know all the cabaret acts. You know some of the stranger acts that you've put us in touch with to put on at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Everyone knows Des in the city. In August. So if people are coming to the festival, is there any particular things they should check out over the next couple of days?
Yeah, I mean, we've obviously had a lot of amazing acts on the show this week. There's a couple of people that we haven't mentioned. I know we're big fans of Mr. B, the Gentleman Rhymer.
Yes, is he back?
Yeah, he arrived in town yesterday. He's doing a strictly limited run of a great new show, so check him out at the Voodoo Rooms. And also on the ukulele theme, Tricity Vogue is running the ukulele cabaret, because I think Edinburgh hasn't got enough ukuleles, so she's brought a big bag full there.
Actually, because you play, do you?
I dabble with the ukulele, yeah.
Did you have a spare one? Because we might need it later.
Yeah, I probably have one or two that we could use.
Okay, good.
Yeah, what would that be for?
Oh, can't say. What else? What else can we watch?
We've got Matt Ricardo, who's back, who did The Fun and Filth last year. So he's got two shows. He's doing a big variety show, and he's also doing his own solo show as well. So, yeah, lots and lots of great cabaret to get out and see. And obviously The Fun and Filth tonight, Boy with Tape on His Face.
Yes.
So many people were looking forward to that. We spoke to him yesterday. I think I confused him because I was like, I'll see you tonight. And he was like, okay then. But it's actually, it's this evening, not yesterday. Thank you, Des. Some good tips there. I'm going to speak to somebody now who has absolutely no idea what's going to happen tonight. It's our guest host, Fazer.
Hey, what's going on, Scotty?
I'm good. Did you just arrive?
Yeah, I just arrived, just about, yeah.
So welcome to Edinburgh.
Yeah, Edinburgh. I got it right this time, and I've been getting it wrong all morning. But yeah, we're in Edinburgh, not Glasgow.
Good. Right, just all you've got to do tonight is just come on stage. We'll introduce the acts and just say what you see.
Say what I see. Are you sure?
Have you ever been to a cabaret show before?
I've never been to a cabaret show before.
Okay, so there's like, sometimes there can be burlesque, a lot of comedy. There'll be weird acts that sometimes don't even speak.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a laugh then.
Let me run you through some of the lineup. So we've got the posh Radio 4 lady from my show. She's posh. She's from Radio 4. She's doing a performance. The boy with tape on his face, who is a bloke with tape on his face, who doesn't speak but does interact with the audience.
I heard about this.
You've never seen anything like that before, have you?
No, I've never seen or heard of anything like this, but I heard about it.
Okay, we've got some sketch comedy from Pappies. They're really good. Russell Kane, you know him?
Yes.
He's on. Also, you're going to like this one, Faze. Barry Morgan and his world of organs.
Oh, we'll have to have a look into that one and see what happens, eh?
You're like. Stussy are on. They just performed for us in the little pink tent back there.
Yeah, I just saw them meandering around backstage. Lovely looking ladies they are.
Yep. And Greg James, for anyone's Greg James, performing his own act with many a costume change. You've just got to get fully involved with it.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. And I'm not going to hold back on what I'm saying today. Great. And make sure we do it right.
Yeah, 11 o'clock tonight on the Red Button and also on the BBC Radio 1 website. Our guest host for the final one is Fazer. I'll see you in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Greg James.
Good afternoon.
Oh, it's good to see you in lovely Edinburgh.
It's great to be here.
You okay?
Yeah, really good. Just put your headphones on.
Do that, yeah.
It's great.
I know. So have you done a little rehearsal yet for what you're doing tonight? Because you are performing.
A small rehearsal. And I've talked through my prop list and I've spoken to the organisers and they've gone, what size table do you want? And I don't know. I have a long table, I've got my wig sorted, everything's fine.
Wow, it sounds like there's a lot of props.
There's a few. You've got to distract the audience, you see, because if the content's not there, then distract them with props. Okay. That's the idea.
I'm looking forward to this.
Are you feeling all right? Because I feel like I've intruded, because this is such this has been a mega week for you all.
I'm fine.
Are you buzzing? Are you happy? Are you
massively
depressed?
Yeah.
Tired?
Yesterday I was a bit of a shell of myself.
I can tell when I spoke to you at about 6:10 yesterday.
I was talking absolute nonsense.
You sounded quite sleepy.
I was like, if you want to get tickets, go there, don't run, don't push, don't argue. if you want to get some tickets, if you're in Edinburgh for the Fun and Filth Cabaret to be in the audience tonight, listen to Greg at 6:15. So he's going to be performing later. Can we all just take a moment here to relax and talk about Nick Grimshaw's performance last night?
This was special.
If you can get to a television and press the red button, please do that now or hit the Radio 1 website because we're streaming live. You will want to see this. So Grimmy for ages was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might just do a rap. And
the impression's getting really good now.
And then he decided that was too hard because a band of men are really good at it and he didn't want to fail. So then he met up with his drag queen friend called Scotty. And they decided to do a routine to Khalees Milkshake. And this has to be seen, really. If you listen to the radio, you'll hear a lovely version of Milkshake by Khalees, not dissimilar to the one on the single. If you're watching, though, this is going to be incredible. Have a look at this. Nick Grimshaw and his friend Scotty from last night at the Fun and Filth Cabaret. Now, what we're watching at the moment is some kind of highlights package. But if you watch the full video, and there is a kind of routine that goes with it, a few nodding of heads and a little bit of a dance routine that goes with it. The full video is on the Radio 1 website, and you need to see that, really, to experience the full randomness of that.
I spoke to my mum this morning. She was like, yeah, take the Fun and Filth last night. I've got it to watch this morning at breakfast. I want to see Grimmy's bit. And I was like, right, so you're going to watch Grimmy's performance while you're having your cereal? I said that was very ill-advised.
It's milk-based. It's kind of
that was actually double cream.
Oh.
And it was a bit warm in there.
Curdled.
And afterwards it was like, It'd be total lols if you tried something. So I did actually taste a bit and I felt ill for about an hour. I just gave him some water. It was just a warm cream.
Are there showers on site for him? Because I imagine that he wanted to go in.
Ah, this is brilliant.
No, so, it was us pouring bottles of water over his hair.
Nice.
Like, backstage.
Just outside. And then he was like, oh, I've got to get down to my pants. And then he's just like blue food colouring all over his white pants. It was, it was a sight. The video's online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. And Greg is next. Are you good? Don't get nervous, do you?
Well, no, I will tonight. I will, definitely. But
yeah, but you're proper, like, stage school, aren't you? Like,
stage school?
No, but you
jazz
are.
Hands.
You're always
came
like,
from the Brit school.
I did drama.
Darling.
I did a drama degree, but does not mean that I can perform a thing at the Fun and Filth. But I've got an idea, and I hope it works.
I can't wait.
It might be awful.
It's got no content, but lots of props.
Basically, yeah. Basically.
So the camera just need to focus on those.
Exactly.
All right, Greg, have a lovely show. We'll see you tonight.
Just quickly, I'm worried about Chris. He hasn't said anything.
Why?
Right? Are you okay?
I'm looking forward to your performance. That's all it is.
Oh, he had one of his reviews was slated earlier by comedian Joe Lycett, and he.
Weirdly, my review was reviewed.
I knew you were Chris. I knew you were upset about something.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. It's done now. But
tell no, me. Come on.
My review was panned.
It was.
And you've been silent ever since.
It was taken apart. Yes, you have been a bit subdued. Don't worry.
I'll liven up for tonight. Okay.
So if you could, that would be great.
Please watch us. We're going to be on the red button and the Radio 1 website from 10 p.m. So the first bit of Grimmy's show. Then you see us getting ready at 10:45. You'll get dressed in front of the camera. Of course you will.
I'm wearing blacks.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
We all have to get changed up here, though. There's no actual kind of
black T-shirt
dressing room. Watch us tonight. The show starts at 11 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.